High School Hall of Fame tomorrow night. He, a 2013 graduate, maiden name was Munson, now Robinson. Chrissy Robinson joins us. And when I saw this name, I'll be honest, it was a name that I recognized from my first stint in Albert Lea. And I'm going, yes, Chrissy Munson, cross-country runner. Because I love cross-country. We got to talk about the runners. And Chrissy, first of all, it's a pleasure to talk with you once again. And congrats on going to the Hall of Fame tomorrow night.
Thank you so much. It's definitely an honor.
Now, Chrissy, when you found out that you were being inducted into the Hall, were you surprised, shocked at all?
Yeah, I mean, I was just really excited. I got a formal letter in the mail, so it was pretty exciting. My husband came and he was super excited because I think he maybe had a little hint of knowing what was coming my way, but I definitely didn't. So it was pretty fun to open that up.
Yeah, Chrissy, back in the day, 5 years running a cross country, also a track, all conference in cross country for 5 years, also a 3-time Big Nine champion. And when you look back on the cross country days, what do you remember the most? What are some of the moments that stick out? Because being a former cross country runner, I love cross country. I love the different courses. I like the time you got to hang out with your teammates. Looking back at your cross-country career, what are some of the things that you remember the most?
Yeah, I mean, I think the atmosphere of a cross-country meet is quite electric. So definitely race day was the best day for me. I always looked forward to it. There's really no environment like it, in my opinion. So I think that just being able to be out with the team, I remember when I started out in eighth grade, our team was not toward the top of the leaderboard in the Big Nine, but my senior year we actually won Big Nine, which was a really special journey just to go on and to see our team flourish over the years as we grew.
What a great way to top off your cross-country career. And you got to talk about my good friend, and probably still your good friend, because we talk to him every week, Jim Haney. Talk about Coach Haney. What did you like about Coach?
Yeah, Coach Haney is just one of the best people around, right? He's somebody that genuinely cares about his athletes and their development, not just as runners, but as people. And I can very much guarantee that there are lessons that I learned from Coach Haney in the running sense that I still apply in my everyday life now. I actually was back at the home cross-country race this last week, and it was kind of funny because I came and was watching, and I just heard Coach Haney yell his infamous, "You gotta go, you gotta go." And if you've been out there, you definitely have heard it before. And I almost just out of habit about took off sprinting. So he's definitely a great motivator and a great coach and a great mentor, friend, person all around.
Chrissy Munson, now a Chrissy Robinson, going to the Hall of Fame tomorrow night. Well, that's pretty cool. You got a chance to come back and watch the home meet. Back in your day of running, you guys didn't have home meets here in Albert Lea, did you?
No. So it was pretty special to see the team out. I ran Bancroft Hills many a times, just never in a race capacity. But they really do have a great setup up there, and I think we're even getting the sectional next week or next year. So it's cool to just see the sport being more visible within Albert Lea. And I think our boys team is kind of crushing it right now. There's, from what I understand, I don't think that there's been anybody that has beat them in our section. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, they definitely have aspirations of getting to a state as a team. It'll be fun to see when they get to the section meet this year. Chrissy, let's talk about your track career. You won the state championship in the 1600-meter run. What do you remember about that race? Was it close? Did you win by a bunch? Tell us your memories of it.
It was extremely close. Did not win by a bunch. So That race is probably one of the most unique races that I ever ran in my whole career, just because the nature of my running style. Most of the time I was going to be, I was in a fortunate enough position to, I was winning a lot of races, and most of the time it was by a decent chunk, and so it was just me against the clock, and so a lot of times race day strategy was to just get out and take the lead, keep the lead. It's yourself against the clock, just trying to, you know, get a better time and go compete. State meet is a little bit different. So obviously the level of competition, there's multiple girls that can run really fast times in those races. And so I remember the sorry, I'm traveling, so I'm in
no problem.
You have a background noise, but I remember Coach coming up to me the morning of and was like, okay, so here's the deal. You've got these five girls. They can all run really fast, and I don't want you to be like, I don't want you to be in front of them going into the last lap, because I truly believe that you can outkick each and every one of them.
Okay.
And it just threw me for a loop, because I was like, wait, like, my style is to just get out and get going, and, you know, it just wasn't exactly what I what was used to. And so, but I, you know, I trusted my training, I trusted my coaches, and I knew at least not to position myself to where I was going to get boxed in or anything like that. But I just sat, and I rode the first three laps, and my dad was always at, like, the starting and finish line, I guess they're the same line. But and so I just remember seeing him and being in that, like, fifth position and knowing it was, like, go time, and I just took off. And so I rounded the corner, probably picked off two on the back stretch, picked up another two, and then on that final corner picked up the leader, and I took the lead. And I think going even into the last stretch, I've looked at back at it in slow motion on film back in the day, and it was like just a dead heat, 100-meter sprint of all of us almost, like, in a lane at that point. So I guess I just was able to trust my training, and I had the better kick that day and came out with the win. But, yeah, it was a great race, great coaching, great training, something that I always just relied on and trusted, and it pulled through.
Chrissy Munson, now Chrissy Robinson, going to the Hall of Fame tomorrow night here in Albert Lea, talking about her state championship run in the 1600-meter. Over her track career, 10 Big Nine championships, set school records in both the 1600 and the 3200-meter races. Again, a great high school career when it comes to cross country and track. So, Chrissy, high school is over. Tell us what happened after high school and what you've been up to in the last, I guess, 8 years.
Yeah, so a lot has happened. Like you said, not the same last name, so that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
But right after college, right after high school, I went to college at Northern Illinois University, had a scholarship to run there, and unfortunately didn't have quite as awesome of a collegiate career as I did in high school. I was diagnosed with Lyme disease, and so had a little bit of a battle just to get my health back into a position that not even from a running standpoint, but just an overall life standpoint, I was in a good spot. So a lot of challenges and adversity thrown my way in that period of my life. But I survived, and I'm now thriving. I graduated college and moved to Indianapolis and dated my husband, my now husband, for a year. And then we got married, and then just over a year later, we had a baby.
Aww.
And yeah, so we are doing well.
Your husband's name and your daughter's name?
Yeah, so Michael is my husband. He probably, everyone calls him Mikey. I don't know if that's what he wants to be told on the radio, but yeah, he's definitely not somebody that you'll miss in the crowd. So he played football at Butler, and he's actually probably going to be at the game tonight. So
and then
Eliana, she is my 2-year-old daughter. We just call her Ellie. She's just the sweetest bundle of joy ever. So it's awesome.
Is she making her way back to Albert Lea for the festivities? Or?
Yes. Yeah. So my husband and my daughter are currently in Albert Lea. So they're ready to rock and roll. My in-laws are coming in. It's awesome to be able to kind of relive the glory days, if you will, and just celebrate everything that we did. I know Coach Haney and Wayner and Molly Scholl will all be there as well. And Coach Beasy and Don Krupp are getting, I think, honored as well.
Correct, yeah.
So it should just be a really awesome time for us all to kind of get back together and into the swing of things. I'm just not there yet because of work. That's the only reason why. But I'm almost about to board the plane, so.
Chrissy Munson again, now Chrissy Robinson, class of 2013. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a safe flight here to Minnesota. And again, enjoy all the fun this weekend. And it was a pleasure catching up with you. And again, congrats on being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you so much. It truly is such a great honor. And I'm really, really excited to be back and go Tigers.